אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yes, almost 3 months since the introduction of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, Jewish social welfare organizations in Sydney and in Melbourne have expressed concerns over the impacts of the pandemic in relation to domestic and family violence. So in Melbourne, Jewish Care Victoria's team leader of Health Communities, Cassandra Barrett, told us that while the number of its COVID-19 hotline callers seeking assistance has been lower than anticipated, it likely reflects the reduced ability to seek help during lockdown. She said confined to the home with the perpetrator and often in the presence of children, the opportunity to seek help covertly and without further increasing risk is limited. So this is a significant point of concern for us and for other family violence providers as well. But as the lockdown measures begin to ease and the opportunity to reach out increases, Jewish Care Victoria is anticipating an influx of reports of abuse. And there was actually a survey done by Monash University on violence against women during COVID-19. And there were some interesting findings. 166 people were surveyed, and it found that for many women experiencing violence during the lockdown period, again, there was less ability to seek help. And for many in the Jewish community, the loss of community gaze and the traditional cornerstones of communal life, like Jewish schools, going to shul, going to youth movement events and mikvahs, it was extremely significant. The survey also found that almost 60% of practitioners observed the pandemic had increased the frequency of violence against women, while half of the respondents said the severity of violence increased. And just briefly, in Sydney, Sydney's Jewish Care also anticipated a huge surge in referrals. At Jewish House, a lady client there commented that her relationship has always been tough, but with the pressure of COVID and my husband losing his job, his drinking got worse, the arguments became more frequent, and the night I left and came to Jewish House with my daughters was so difficult, but I was comforted by the staff and their understanding. Jewish House's CEO, Rabbi Mendel Castell, said many people are very stressed about their future, and this is coming out at home with families. And we're finding men who are asking for help too, as they're also finding it hard to cope. CEO of the Australian Israel Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Bloom, brought up the Bank of Israel's innovative new model, which has provided inspiration, where it's changed customer ID rules, which will give the bank staff appropriate flexibility when assisting domestic violence victims with their financial requirements. So that's also an interesting thing that you wouldn't have think, like banks. Banks have a role in this too, to make things easier for victims of domestic violence to actually access everyday things to help.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, on the brighter side, the Jewish community gave our Prime Minister a gift.
That's right. It was a gift of a menorah, and we've cheekily called it a ScoMo Norah. It was gifted to him by Peter Wertheim, co-CEO of Executive Council of Australian Jewry in Canberra, in person, to remind him that every day of the contribution of the Jewish community to Australia. Scott Morrison told the Jewish News after the meeting, "I'm so pleased to be able to display this menorah in my office. It signifies the light that guides us through challenging times and will serve as a daily reminder, like I said, of the Jewish community's contribution."
Shane, Malki Roth was 15 when she was killed in a terrorist attack in Jerusalem in 2001. Her family had been fighting for justice ever since.
Yes, she was only 15, and she was one of 15 victims of a suicide attack at the Sparrow Pizza restaurant in Jerusalem, which was orchestrated by Alam Aref Ahmad Al-Tamimi, who drove the bomber to the site. Now, Tamimi was sentenced to 16 life terms by Israel for her role in the attack, but she was one of the prisoners freed in an exchange for the release of Gilad Shalit in 2011, and she has since lived freely in Jordan. Now, the US has requested that she be extradited to stand trial in the United States, as Malki and one other American citizen were killed in the blast. However, Jordan has not cooperated so far, but this week it was reported that the U.S. administration was considering withholding aid to secure the extradition. And it's a move welcomed by Malki's family, who have waged a tireless campaign for Tamimi to be brought to justice. Malki's father, Arnold, said this week, "Tamimi, who chose Sparrow as her target and brought the human bomb there because of the children she knew would be murdered, should never have been freed, and we long for the day she faces justice in a U.S. court."
We are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Former politician Melissa Park from Western Australia is suing MP Dave Sharma.
Yes, this is an interesting one to watch. It's a defamation proceedings against Dave Sharma, former Wentworth MP, but also the Australia-Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein. And it'll be heard in November now after mediation failed last month. To give a bit of background, Park, who's the Fremantle MP, is suing Sharma based on a tweet and Rubenstein for an opinion piece, both of which were in response to Park withdrawing as Labor's candidate for Curtin in last year's federal election after she made a controversial speech at a pro-Palestinian event. In that speech, she accused Israel of having a fully-fledged system of apartheid, among other things. Sharma's tweet accused her remarks of being anti-Semitic and trafficking conspiracy theories, while Rubenstein penned an opinion piece which Park said accused her of being an anti-Semite. So the proceedings have been filed in the Adelaide Registry of the Federal Court. And interesting also is that Park's lawyer is AB Hamdan, who is a co-founder of the Australian Friends of Palestine Association, an organisation that promotes the anti-Israel boycott movement. Sharma told the Jewish News, "I consider it unfortunate that a political candidate is seeking to use the law of defamation in an attempt to limit the freedom of speech of another candidate." And he added, "It is more than coincidental that Park filed the proceedings in Adelaide and has, acting on her behalf, office bearers and activists within the Australian Friends of Palestine Association."
Shane, before we go, the Russian chief rabbi is sick with coronavirus.
Yes, this is unfortunate. Of course, that virus is affecting Russia very, very heavily in the last, certainly it's come to the surface in the last month. And the Russian news agency, TASS, reported that the rabbi is under medical supervision and that his health is out of danger, citing the rabbi's press service. The rabbi Lazar, who has close ties with President Vladimir Putin, has actually served as the chief rabbi there for more than 20 years. Looks like hopefully he's on the mend.
Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.